You're very much welcome. Welcome to tonight online church. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. Father and everlasting Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. We thank you for all the things that you alone have done for us. It is not by our power. It is not by our might, but by your grace, by your spirit, by your strength. We say thank you, Father. We bless your name. We exalt you. We magnify you. We say, Father, be thou highly exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for this month, August, for the opportunity and the privilege that you have given to us to see the very last Sunday in the month of August. Many started this year with us. Many even started this month with us, but they are not alive to see this very, very, very day. It is not by our own power. It is not by our mind. It is not by our strength, but by your grace that has been sufficient for us. We say, Father, be thou highly exalted, O Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask for your mercy. We pray, O Lord, that your mercy will be sufficient for us tonight in the name of Jesus. Upon the viewers, upon me, myself, and every member staff of Love Resurrection Global Ministries, I pray, Father, that your mercy will speak for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, gracious Father, for your word that is about to come forth. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I welcome you tonight and I bless the Lord for a wonderful opportunity he has given to me again to be here again to, you know, share God's word with you for this few minutes. And I'm trusting the Lord about the reason of God's word that your life will be transformed in the name of Jesus. Your life will be transformed and you will obtain a testimony that will turn your life around for the better in the name of Jesus. Quickly open your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10 to 13. Okay, let me read from here. Hallelujah. It says, therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying, if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Beloved, in the name of the Lord, the Bible is speaking to us tonight that if we'll endure to the end, he is faithful. He is faithful. Our God is a faithful God that will never disappoint you, neither will he ever abandon you. No matter the trying times, no matter the tribulating times that you may be going through, God cannot abandon you. Hear what the scripture says. It says, here is a trustworthy saying, if we died with him, we will also live with him. Meaning, he is not going to leave you right there in your problems. He's not going to leave you right there in your challenges. In verse 12, it says, if we endure, he says, we will also reign with him. So what is that thing you are going through? What is that challenge you are passing through? Endure. I encourage you tonight to endure. I encourage you tonight to keep hanging in there. I encourage you tonight to keep trusting in the Lord. No matter how tough that situation may be, keep hanging on. Keep trusting the Lord. Keep building your faith. Because faithful is he that has called you. He says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. If we are faithless, God remains faithful. Why don't you remain faithful also as the Father is faithful to you? Keep trusting in the Lord. He will not disown you. This is just an encouragement for you tonight that the Lord is faithful. He will come true for you. He will stand by you. When you least expect, that is when he will come forth for you. I encourage you tonight by the mercies of the Lord. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on your service to God. Don't give up. Our Lord is faithful and it will come true for you. Keep trusting the Lord. Keep building your faith. Keep praying. Keep studying God's word. And you will surely have a testimony in the name of Jesus. Shalom. God bless you. Till I come your way again next week. Same time, same station. Shalom.